This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As you all have, alhamdulillah, may know now that the Sheikh has recited and completed Surat, the most favorite Surat to a lot of us here today, especially people, Sheikh, from Pakistan and India and Bangladesh. They love the Surah. Surat Ar-Rahman. It's such a very good Surah, so I understand. I remember when I take people for Umrah and Hajj, and I had this kid coming to me crying because he missed Fajr when they told him that Imam recited Surat Ar-Rahman in Fajr. He was crying with tears. I missed Surat Ar-Rahman from Sheikh Sudais in Fajr of that day. So today, inshallah, we're going to cover Ar-Rahman, Al-Waqi'ah. All the Sheikhs will cover Ar-Rahman, Al-Waqi'ah, Al-Hadid, Al-Mujadala, Al-Hashr, and Al-Mumtahina, I think. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 surahs that shall be covered tonight, inshaAllah ta'ala. Ar-Rahman is a Makki surah, also called another title of Surah Ar-Rahman, Al-Arus Al-Quran. Arus. I'm sorry. The Bride of the Quran. That's another title of Surah Ar-Rahman, Arus Al-Quran. This surah, my brothers and sisters, it really not only talks about Allah, but to learn about Allah through His ni'am, through His blessings, learning about Allah Azza wa Jal through His ala. So you have this ayah that keeps repeating itself, which you all know. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. And then when this was revealed, the Prophet Muhammad told the Sahaba, why don't you say like the jinn say? Why don't you say like the jinn say? They said, Ya Rasulullah, what did the jinn say when they heard this? They says, Bala, yes, we are grateful to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. لَا نُكَذِّبْ. We don't lie or we don't deny any of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sahaba started saying as the subhanAllah the jinn were saying, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about His ni'am. First, Ar-Rahman, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ. The very first ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla has not only revealed the Qur'an, but He had taught it to you and I and to the revelation. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about some other ni'am. عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانَ. Another ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Or another ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The creation of mankind, the creation of you and I. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. Not only Allah Azza wa Jalla created us just in vain, but He عَلَّمَنَا الْبَيَانِ. You know, He taught us this to differentiate between these languages. He taught us how to talk, how to comprehend, versus, let's say, animals. But you and I, we can talk, الْبَيَانِ, from بَيِّنَا as well. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. And then Allah talks about, you know, other ni'ams like وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ أَلَّا تَطْغَوْا فِي الْمِيزَانِ وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ فِي بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُوا الْمِيزَانَ. السماء has uplifted it. The heavens, Allah Azza wa Jal has uplifted it, and then He put down al-mizan, the weight, the balance. أَلَّا تَطْغَوْا فِي الْمِيزَانِ وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ فِي بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُوا الْمِيزَانَ. Do not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, observe the measure and don't. Yani mizan here is the balance, is to be just, is to be just in our rulings and whatnot. You know, so be just in your affairs. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Jannah and He talks about hellfire. It's a beautiful surah. When Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about Jannah, some of the things He mentions about Jannah and the description of Jannah, فِيهِمَا مِن كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانِ. And then He keeps saying, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Every fruit Allah Azza wa Jalla in Jannah, it has in pairs. You know, everything that Allah Azza wa Jalla has in Jannah, in pairs. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And then He talks about your mansions in Jannah, your palaces in Jannah, the trees in Jannah. And then He talks about women in Jannah as well. فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌّ. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. These maids in Jannah who have not been touched by man, by insult, jinn. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. حُور مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ. حُور is, as you say in Urdu, حُوري, right? Or حُورِيَّة or حَوْرَاء. حور العين in Arabic. حور العين, they are the maze of Jannah. But sisters, just so you know, inshallah ta'ala, from the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasalam, that the women of this dunya, they will be sayyidat of the hur. They will be the queens of the حور العين. Na'am. And Aisha, when she heard this, she heard the singing from the hadith in Tabarani. In this hadith that was reported that the hur, they sing, نحن الخالدات فلا نر. So they were singing and singing, and then Aisha, when she heard that, and then she was replying to what the hur was saying. She says, نحن المصليات فلا صليتمنا, نحن المتصدقات فلا تصدقتمنا, نحن الصائمات فلا صمتنا. And then the Prophet Muhammad says, well, you beat her, ya Aisha, you're better than her. She was saying, we used to fast, your holy never fasted. We used to pray, your holy never prayed. We used to give sadaqah, your holy never gave sadaqah. And the Prophet says, well, you're better than her, ya Aisha. So this is a little bit about Surah Al-Rahman. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla moved to Surah Al-Waqi'ah. I mean, Surah Al-Rahman, how can I give you a translation of a little bit of it in maybe 2-3 minutes? Surah Al-Waqi'ah, brothers and sisters, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, it's a surah that talks about the aqidah, it talks about the akhirah, it talks about our faith and what's to happen in the hereafter. It talks about the day of resurrection as well, al-ba'th. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about three groups. Please concentrate here, because these are the only three groups out there in the day of judgment. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about Ashab al-Maymanah. فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم. Number one, أصحاب الميمنة, who are they? But why did you raise your left? That's your left. Ah, that's right. I'm still fasting. There we go. The people of the right, أصحاب الميمنة, and then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the people of the right, and then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about وأصحاب المشأمة. أصحاب المشأمة, who are the أصحاب المشأمة? أيوة, the people. Of course, if it's not right, then there's left, right? So the people of the left, and then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about والسابقون السابقون to أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم. السابقون, the people of the back? لا. السابقون السابقون. أيوة. أيوة. Middle. أيوة. The forerunners, the foremost racers, those who come in quick. When you hear tomorrow on the night of the 27th, fundraising, who's going to donate $50,000? Raise your hands. Be the first one to raise your hands. Be from the sabiqun, as-sabiqun, awlaik al-muraqabun, fi jannati al-na'im. Okay, inshallah. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla started off describing again the beauties of Jannah. وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. That's why if you go to Morocco and some Muslim countries, the people who actually revived the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, when you go to their homes, they bring you fruits first. And then after fruits, they bring you the meal, like the chicken or goat or whatnot. They say Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions fruits in the Quran first, then He mentions Fatiha first. وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ وَلَحْمِ طَيَّرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ وَحُورُ الْعِينِ. They don't bring you hur. They only bring you the fakih. They bring you the fakih, and then the fruits, and then the meals. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَحُورٌ عِينٌ وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ وَحُورُ الْعِينِ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونِ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. This is all you hear in Jannah. Salam, 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 salam. It is the house of salam. لَهُمُ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. It's the house of peace. It's in Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. And then of course Allah Azza wa Jalla also talks about the people of Ashimal, the people of hellfire, في سموم وحموم. You know, everything in fire, from fire والعياذ بالله. We move to Surah Al-Hadid quickly. Surah Al-Hadid, still, it's Surah, brothers and sisters, to empower our iman, and it talks a lot about donation. It talks a lot about giving charity. If you look and read the Surah Al-Hadid, for instance, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about, He says, "Aminu billahi wa rasulihi wa anfiqu mimma ja'alnakum mustakhlafina fihi." And then he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, man the ladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana, who's willing to give Allah a loan. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking a lot about donating and giving, you know, and giving charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there's a scene here which I want to take maybe 30 seconds to talk about. This is the scene about the hypocrites. The hypocrites as they were about to cross the Sirat. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. The day when the hypocrites from male and female, they will address the people, you know, the believers as they were trying to cross the Sirat. And they will say to the believers, أُنظُرُونَ نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. They will be following the believers. The believers are going and crossing. They have this, you know, this light that they're ahead of them to cross the Sirat. And then all of a sudden Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a barrier between these believers and between the hypocrites, and they will turn into darkness. So the hypocrites, they will call the believer and they say, Unzuruna, Unzuruna, wait for us, naqtabis min nurikum, to borrow some of your lights. It's darkness now, all of a sudden we can't see anything. Ya Muhammad, Ya Ahmad, Ya Aisha, wait, can I borrow some of your light? Go back and find lights behind. You were hypocrites. You used to fool. You think you were to fool us. You were fooling yourselves. They say, Alam nakun ma'akum. They will say, weren't we with you? We prayed with you. We fasted with you. We were dead with you. Alam nakun ma'akum. We were. But they were hypocrites. People with 1,000 faces. Surat al-Mujadala. Surat al-Mujadala. It's also called Surat Qad Sami'a. قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله. 2-3. No, I'll give you something nicer than this, because who knows the name of this lady Sahabiyah who came to Rasulullah complaining about her husband? You say all the Sahabiyat complain about their husband, yeah? No. Well, this is all of them. No, not all. There was this woman Sahabiyah who came. After which Allah Azza wa Jalla sent down this ayah. Hold on. Khawla. I know, Wallahi, I feel so bad because I'm not giving them chocolate, and I think I should give this to the sisters because they're already complaining. I heard, yeah. They're already complaining. You're giving chocolate to men and you're not giving no chocolate to women. You know, you are extremists. You're a terrorist.
Gender biased.
So we'll give them, inshallah, this. You know, this is yours. You will. What's the name of this lady who came? Khawla bint Uish. Your name is Khawla bint Uish. You said Khawla and you said Ta'laba. So Khawla, Kimi, no, it's not you, it's him. Right? It's his, right? He's the one who said Ta'laba. Oh, you said Ta'laba. Khawla. Here we go. You said, here we go. Khawla bint Ta'laba. What's the name of her husband? Khawla bint Thalaba, that's the right name, but her husband? Aws ibn Samit. Don't give Sheikh one, we give him everything. Sheikh says, Aws ibn Samit. So this is because this surah has also ahkam. When I think it's known in some, when Allah forbid, you know, in the Arab community, sometimes when they issue divorce, you know, and a man, he swears. Not by Allah, by divorce. I shall divorce if you don't do this. So this man, he says, you are like عليّ لك ظهر أمي, like you are like the back of my mother. Meaning, in terms of intimacy, you are like my mother. So she came to complain to Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, my husband and your man and this and this and that. He's become haram. He's become haram. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. And then Surah Al-Hashr, you know, the Surah, very beautiful Surah, talks about the day of Hashr, it talks about the scenes on the day of Hashr, it talks about Ghazwat Banu Nadir, the Ghazwa against the Jews of Banu Nadir when they were kicked out from Medina. And then Allah Azza wa Jal at the end talks about the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Surah Tatakallamu An Allah, you know, Huwa Allahu Alladhi La Ilaha Illa Huwa Alimul Ghaybi Wa Shahada, Huwa Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Huwa Allah. الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز. Allah Azza wa Jalla, you get to know Allah through His name subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, brothers and sisters, Surah Al-Mumtahina. It is called Surah Al-Mumtahina or Imtihan. Imtihan, the women that came from Mecca, migrated from Mecca to Medina, they had to be tested. So Mumtahina from Imtihan. Mumtahan in Arabic means a test. Al-Mawdu' in one setting, the theme of the surah is Al-Wala' wal-Bara'. In Arabic, wala wal bara, meaning the belief of allegiance to the believers and the renunciation to the non-believers. Believers, those who are enemies of Allah, I should not love them. I should not befriend them, those are the enemies of Allah. But those who are beloved by Allah, those are, should be my friends and whatnot. Brothers and sisters, an ayah that will change your life. 1 minute, an ayah that will change your life. Verse number 18, Surah Al-Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ All you who believe, fear Allah. وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ And let each soul look upon what they have done for tomorrow. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ And fear Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ Allah knows that which you do. Brothers and sisters, what you have now in your Mizan al-Hasanat, in your book of records, is it enough for you to be able to cross the Sirat? فَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ Look at what you have done for tomorrow. Is what you have now will save you from Sirat, will save you from Hisab, will save you from Hellfire, will put more weight in your Mizan al-Hasanat, what you have now from Salah, Qiyam, Siyam and whatnot, or do you need to do more? I need to do more. I don't think I have enough. This is me, but I don't know about you. So look upon what you have done for tomorrow. Wattaqullah. Inna Allah khabirun bima ta'malun. Allah, He knows that which you do. May Allah Azza wa Jalla help us to practice and to convey. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruh. Innahu ghafurur rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.